And now, as a special bonus, and to continue your personal development exploration, we wanted to provide you with the success book summary of my best-selling book, The Compound Effect, Multiplying Your Success One Simple Step at a Time. If you like what you hear, and I hope that you do, then get the complete book and audio program at thecompoundeffect.com. Now, here's the success book summary of The Compound Effect by, well, yours truly. It's time someone told it to you straight. You've been bamboozled for too long. Look, there's no magic bullet, secret formula, or quick fix. You don't make $200,000 a year, spending 2 hours a day on the internet, lose 30 pounds in a week, rub 20 years off your face with a cream, fix your love life with a pill, or find lasting success with any other scheme that is too good to be true. Hey, it would be great if you could buy your success, fame, self-esteem, good relationships, and health and well-being in a nicely clamshelled plastic package at the local Walmart, but that's not how it works. My personal experience has proven that no matter what you learn or what strategy or tactic you employ, success comes as a result of the operating system called the compound effect. The compound effect is the principle of reaping huge rewards from a series of small, smart choices. What's most interesting about this process to me is that even though the results are massive, the steps in the moment don't feel significant at all. Whether you're using this strategy to improve your health, relationships, finances, or anything else for that matter, the changes are so subtle, they're almost imperceptible. That's why most people get tripped up by the simplicity of the compound effect. For instance, they quit after the 8th day of running because they're still overweight. Or they stop making contributions to their IRA after a few years because they could use the cash, and it doesn't seem to be adding up to much anyway. What they don't realize is that these small, seemingly insignificant steps, completed consistently over time, will create a radical difference. The essence of the compound effect is this: small, smart choices plus consistency plus time equal radical difference. Choices. Our choices can be our best friend or our worst enemy. They can deliver us to our goals or send us orbiting in a galaxy far, far away. Think about it. Everything in your life exists because you first made a choice about something. Choices are at the root of every one of your results. Each choice starts a behavior that over time becomes a habit. In essence, you make your choices and then your choices make you. Every decision, no matter how slight, alters the trajectory of your life, whether or not you go to college, who you marry, to have that last drink before you drive, to indulge in gossip or stay silent, to make one more prospecting call or call it a day, to say I love you or not. Every choice has an impact on the compound effect of your life. Your biggest challenge isn't that you've intentionally been making bad choices. Heck, that would be easy to fix. Your biggest challenge is that you've been sleepwalking through your choices. Half the time, you're not even aware that you're making them. Our choices are often shaped by our culture and upbringing. They can be so entwined in our routine behaviors and habits that they seem beyond our control. For most of us, it's the frequent, small, and seemingly inconsequential choices that are of grave concern. I'm talking about the decisions you think don't make any difference at all. It's the little things that invariably and predictably derail your success. Whether they're boneheaded maneuvers, no biggie behaviors, or are disguised as positive choices, those are especially insidious. These seemingly insignificant decisions can completely throw you off course because you're not mindful of them. You get overwhelmed, space out, and become unaware of the little actions that take you way off course. The compound effect works all right. It always works. But in this case, it's working against you because you're sleepwalking. And as long as you're making choices unconsciously, you can't consciously choose to change that ineffective behavior and turn it into productive habits. It's time to wake up and make empowering choices. Owning 100%. We are all self-made men and women, but only the successful take credit for it. I was 18 when I was introduced to the idea of personal responsibility, and the concept completely transformed my life. I also quickly understood how this concept could transform every area of my life. If I always took 100% responsibility for everything I experienced, completely owning all of my choices and all the ways I responded to whatever happened to me, I held the power. Everything was up to me. I was responsible for everything I did, didn't do, or how I responded to what was done to me. Now, I know you think you take responsibility for your life. I have yet to ask anybody who doesn't say, "Of course I take responsibility for my life." But when you look at how most people operate in the world, there's a lot of finger-pointing, victimhood, blaming, and expecting someone else or the government to solve their problems. If you've ever blamed traffic for being late or decided you are in a bad mood because of something your kid, spouse, or coworker did, you're not taking 100% responsibility. You arrived late because the printer was busy? Maybe you shouldn't have waited until the last minute. Coworker messed up your presentation? Shouldn't you have double-checked it before delivering it? Not getting along with your unreasonable teen? There are countless fantastic books and classes to help you learn how to deal. You alone are responsible for what you do, what you don't do, or how you respond to what's done to you. This empowering mindset revolutionized my life. Luck, circumstances, or the right situation wasn't what mattered. If it was to be, it was up to me. Through choosing to be officially liberated from the past, present, and future victimhood, I hit the jackpot. I had the unlimited power to control my destiny. Thanksgiving year round. We are particularly gifted at the finger-pointing department when it comes to our romantic relationships, you know, where the other person is the one who needs to change. Let me explain how something extremely simple, taking less than 5 minutes a day, can literally change your life. A few years back, a friend of mine was complaining about his wife. From my observation, she was a terrific lady, and he was lucky to have her. I told him as much, but he continued to point out all the ways she was responsible for his unhappiness. That's when I shared an experience that literally changed my marriage and me. One Thanksgiving, I decided to keep a Thanksgiving journal for my wife, Georgia. Every day for an entire year, I logged at least one thing that I appreciated about her. The way she interacted with her friends that day, how she cared for our dogs, the fresh bed she prepared, the succulent meal she whipped up, or even just the beautiful way she styled her hair that day. Whatever. I looked for the things my wife was doing that touched me or revealed attributes, characteristics, or qualities that I appreciated. I wrote them down secretly for an entire year. By the end of that year, I had filled up an entire journal. When I gave it to her as a gift the following Thanksgiving, she cried, calling it the best gift she's ever received. And that's over the BMW that I had given her for her birthday. The funny thing was this, that the person most affected by this gift was me. All that journaling forced me to focus on my wife's positive aspects. I was consciously looking for all the things that she was doing right. The heartfelt focus overwhelmed anything I might have otherwise complained about. I fell deeply in love with her all over again, and maybe even more so because I was seeing the subtleties in her nature and behavior instead of her more obvious qualities. My appreciation, gratitude, and intention to find the best in her was something that I held in my heart and eyes each day. This caused me to show up differently in my marriage, which of course made her respond differently to me. Soon I had even more things to write in my Thanksgiving journal. As a result of choosing to take a mere 5 minutes every day or so to document all the reasons why I was grateful for her, we experienced one of the best years of our marriage, and it's only gotten better. After I shared my experience, my friend decided to keep a Thanksgiving journal about his wife. Within the first few months, he completely turned around his marriage. Choosing to look for and focus on his wife's positive qualities changed his view of her, which changed how he interacted with her. As a result, she made different choices about the way she responded to him. The cycle perpetuated, or shall we say, compounded. Success or failure is a habit. Aristotle wrote, "We are what we repeatedly do." Webster defines habit this way: an acquired mode of behavior that has become nearly or completely involuntary. If you've been living on autopilot and allowing your habits to run you, I want you to understand why. I want you to let yourself off the hook. After all, you're in good company. Psychological studies reveal that 95% of everything we feel, think, do, and achieve is a result of a learned habit. We're born with instincts, of course, but no habits at all. We develop them over time. Beginning in childhood, we learn a series of conditioned responses that led us to react automatically, as in without thinking, to most situations. In Chapter 3, I outline specific strategies on how to uproot permanently the poor habits that continually take you off course, and then give you exact guidelines on how to identify first and then install success habits that you'll need to take you in the direction of your goals, dreams, and ambitions. But I will outline for you here the beginning key, and that is awareness. I'm about to walk you through one of the single greatest strategies I've ever used in my personal development. This strategy helps me take control of the choices that I make throughout the day, causing everything else to fall in place, and then leading to the behaviors and actions that shepherd my habits into line like dutiful, loyal minions. That process? Keeping track. Your scorecard. I learned the power of tracking the hard way after I acted like a colossal idiot about my finances. Back in my early 20s, when I was making a lot of money selling real estate, I met with my accountant. He said, "You owe well over $100,000 in taxes." "What?" I said. "I don't have that kind of cash just lying around." "Why not?" he asked. "You collected several times that. Certainly you set aside the taxes that would be due on that money." "Evidently, I didn't," I said. "Well, where did the money go?" he asked. "I don't know," I said, a sobering confession for sure. The money had passed through my hands like water. I hadn't even noticed. Then my accountant did me a great favor. He said, "Son," looking me dead in the eyes, "you've got to get a grip. I've seen this 100 times before. You're spending money like a drunken fool, and you don't even know how to account for it. That's stupid. Stop it. You are now seriously in the hole. You'll have to earn more money that you owe additional taxes on as you earn it just to pay for your back taxes. Continue doing this and you'll dig your financial grave with your own wallet." I immediately got the message. Here's what my accountant had me do: carry a small notepad in my back pocket and write down every single cent that I spent for 30 days. Whether it was $1,000 for a new suit or 50 cents for air to fill up my tires, it all had to go down on the notepad. Wow, this brought instantaneous awareness to the many unconscious choices I was making that resulted in money pouring out of my pockets. Because I had to log everything, I even resisted buying some things just so I didn't have to take out the notepad and write it in that dang book. Keeping a money log for 30 days straight cemented a new awareness in me and created a completely new set of choices and disciplines around my spending. And since awareness and positive behaviors compound, I found myself being more proactive with money in general, putting away more for retirement, finding areas to save where there was clear waste, and enjoying the fun quotient of money, play money, all the more. When I did consider shelling out for entertainment, I did so only after a long pause. Since your outcomes are the result of your moment-to-moment choices, you have incredible power to change your life by changing those choices. Step by step, day by day, your choices will shape your actions until they become habits, where practice makes them permanent. Routines and rhythms. A routine is something that you do every day without fail, so that eventually, like brushing your teeth or putting on your seatbelt, you do it without conscious thought. Of all the high achievers and business owners that I've worked with, I've seen that, along with good habits, each has developed routines for accomplishing necessary daily disciplines. It's the only way any of us can predictably regulate our behavior. There simply isn't any way around it. A daily routine built on good habits and disciplines separates the most successful amongst us from everyone else. A routine is exceptionally powerful. Once your daily disciplines have become a routine, you want the succession of those steps to create a rhythm. I want to share with you something I created for myself that helps me keep track of the rhythm of a new behavior. I call it my rhythm register, and I think you'll find it extremely helpful. If you want to exercise more, make more prospecting calls, acknowledge your spouse more affectionately, whatever behavior you've decided you need to move towards your goal, you'll want to track it to make sure that you're establishing a rhythm. You can download the system and a number of other extremely useful tools for free at thecompoundeffect.com/free. Here's what I have found. As a society, we don't seem to lack the ambition to start. We start new diet programs, join gyms, and begin all sorts of New Year's resolutions. What most people lack is the follow-through, not just starting, but staying, not just beginning, but continuing, long enough to have the compound effect kick in and catapult them to extraordinary results, making visible the accumulated effect of the many seemingly inconsequential choices, behaviors, and habits performed over time. The key to all of this is consistency. If there is one discipline that gives me a competitive advantage, it is my ability to be consistent. Nothing kills the compound effect quicker and with more certainty than lack of consistency. Even good, passionate, and ambitious people with good intentions can fall short when it comes to being consistent and predictably find themselves at ground zero over and over again and wonder why. Winning the race is all about pace. Be the tortoise, the person who, given enough time, will beat virtually any hare in any competition as a result of positive habits and behaviors applied consistently. I challenge you to adopt these philosophies in your own life, in your daily habits, disciplines, and routines. Giving a little more time, energy, or thought to your efforts won't just improve your results, it will multiply them. Action steps. Here's how to get more out of this success book summary by putting what you've learned into action. Here are a few questions and thoughts to help you get started. 1. Identify 3 choices, maybe even unconscious ones, that might be moving you away from your goals. 2. Where in life are you not taking 100% responsibility? Write down 3 things that you can start doing right now to take responsibility for the outcomes of your life. 3. Pick an area of your life that you are frustrated with. For at least 3 weeks, journal all the good things that you can about this area. 4. Start tracking at least 1 behavior you'd like to change or improve. 5. Plan for success. Schedule a regular time for the behaviors you want to incorporate in your life. Example, exercise, date night, listening to personal development audios, and then make doing them a part of your daily and weekly routine. 6. List 3 areas of your life which you are not consistent enough. And 7. Go to thecompoundeffect.com/free to download the rhythm register. This will help you permanently cement the success disciplines you need in order to achieve your greatest ambitions.
Summarized by permission of the publisher, Success Books, 200 Swisher Road, Lake Dallas, Texas, 75065. The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, copyright 2010 by Success Media. All rights reserved.